Are your kitchen and bathroom remodels a little overdue? Well, now's your chance to call First Response Contracting. John Sellers will take care of you. 484-256-7136. They do residential and commercial, and they're licensed and insured. Give them a call at 484-256-7136. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman. You're listening to Real Estate and You. We have got a very different show on tap here for you. If you hear some heavy breathing, it is not me. It is not Susie, and it is not Josh. It would be Brutus. Yes, that's right. We have, for the first time ever, we have a dog in the studio. It is a bomb-sniffing dog, so thank God I left my bomb at home. And no, this is an amazing show here we got for you. Seriously, because we have a dog here, a canine dog. A canine dog. Isn't that like a, is that the same thing? I think
it is.
Yeah,
canine.
Pretty much the same thing. Yeah, it's like canine. Got it. So, Josh, Susie, you're here from the Friends of the Reading Police Canine Unit, and we have an actual dog here, Brutus. You know, it was very silent. First people to bring a dog in here, just so you know.
It's pretty exciting.
Did you bring permission slip for this?
We didn't sign anything.
You didn't sign? Okay, just checking. So tell me about Brutus. What's going on here?
Brutus is my partner. We got matched up in the beginning of April, and we did training out at the kennel, which we can go into a little later if you want.
Yeah, definitely.
We have been working the streets of Reading since August. He is not even two yet. He will be two in the middle of November.
Wow. He's big.
He is
one big dog.
He is big. He's probably about 85 pounds right now.
85 pounds. So he's actually very muscular then, too. Like,
yes.
Very lean, muscular. Awesome.
Yeah.
And Susie, what are you doing here?
Oh, well, I'm here for the friends.
You're the friends part of the canine.
Okay. What the friends do is we're the organization that raises funds to keep these guys, you know,
going
and on the street and get them what they need to do their jobs.
So basically, the Reading Police, you work for the Reading Police, obviously.
Yes, I do.
Okay. And they have this unit. But obviously the expense is a lot.
It is. It's a really big expense to not only start up a unit, but then to keep it running with all of the purchasing of the dogs, the training that takes place, the equipment that we use for the dogs, the vehicles, everything. It's a huge, huge amount of money that is needed to keep these guys going.
Right. And it said, like, I saw that it said here, $8,900 for the dog. And it says training supplies and upkeep of the training facility. Now, what about, like, it's a special car. It's you know, they have to train you. Are you in that $8,900 for each dog? I don't think so.
No. So when we get the dogs, they are $8,900 and they have no training on them.
No training.
They will, what we call a hunt drive. They have a hunt drive. All dogs bite. And we will do a little bit of testing on gunfire for them since we work in the city. But other than that, we bring them back to our kennel facility that we are lucky enough to have. And that's where we do all of our initial training.
Wow. That's incredible. And $800, do you know what it costs then for the whole program? What does this whole program cost?
Oh, I couldn't even throw a number
it's
out
probably,
there.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It is. It's I would say a couple $100,000.
Wow.
And for each dog. After they go through the training and then all the training that the handlers get as well and all the equipment they're giving.
And you're with that dog then for forever?
So we pair up with them when they're about one years old. And then we will work them till they're about nine. My last partner, he worked until he was 10.
Wow.
And
so they're senior dogs and they're still working.
They absolutely are. Like these dogs right now are bred to work. That's all they know.
It's work, work, work.
Yes.
Now, when you take them home, like, you know, I think about people. Can they unwind? Can they shut down? Can they be a dog?
They do. Just like we do when we go home, we take off our uniform. He takes off certain collars and then he knows it's home time and he relaxes.
Amazing.
It is.
And he knows the difference.
He absolutely does. Yeah.
Wow. Because I've seen that. I was somewhere. I think it was with Hector actually before when Hector was in here with a dog one time. And he said that when they go home, they're just as naughty as every other dog.
Absolutely. They're like puppies.
They if there's something on the table, they might go get it.
Absolutely.
They might take the steak off the table or whatever it is. Right.
Yeah.
Amazing. Cause I would think, I always thought that if they were, once they got home, they would be like, yes, I'm still a police dog. You know, I'm still doing my thing.
Absolutely.
Do you
not.
Like my police dog? That was my police dog impression.
Yeah, it was.
Pretty
it was
good. Nice. Pretty good. Yeah. Yes. If I had Kevlar on, you wouldn't have known the difference. Yeah. It was exact.
Yep.
So speaking of, they wear Kevlar?
We do. We have ballistic vests that are donated to each dog.
Cool.
Right now, we're waiting for Brutus and the last dog that came through, Thanos, but we do get them outfitted with bulletproof vests.
Bulletproof vests. Yep. And it's basically same kind of, it's same thing.
It is. It's the same that we wear. We don't use it as much as the dog. Like every day I go to work, I put mine on. The dog will only use it if the circumstance that we're going into needs it.
Yeah. Amazing. I'm going to go back to you, but Susie, yeah, a little bit more about the Friends of the Reading Police Canine Unit.
Right, right.
How did you get involved with this?
Yeah, well, like he mentioned, that the cost to run this unit, back in 2004, the city actually disbanded the unit because they couldn't afford it.
I remember that.
So there was an outcry of the you know, the community that said, we need to have this unit. So there were people that started the Friends of the Reading Police Canine Unit to raise the funds to make sure that...
That was Susie's stomach, by
no,
the way.
No, that was not.
No, that was him. What was he doing? Yawning or burping?
He just burped.
He just burped. Okay. I love when the dog's here because you can blame him on anything.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
This is
great.
Yeah. So anyway, so the community came together to raise the funds to get the unit back on the force.
Yeah.
And that's what the Friends have continued to do since 2007 is to raise money for the unit.
And how are you raising money? What are you doing?
Well, we have the Friends have two major fundraisers a year. One's our golf tournament.
Cool.
The second is our bowling event.
I remember that.
Yeah, that we just get community to sponsor it. We get people to come out and have fun. Each event right now raises about $10,000 to $15,000
wow,
a year.
That's
so
great.
And that's enough. Like, you know, we were able to, a golf tournament covered the cost of, you know, one of the dogs.
Oh,
so,
awesome.
Yeah,
that's
so
awesome.
That's what we do.
It's
so
needed.
Yeah.
You know, and I think about it when Baltimore went through their cleanup situation where the horses, the cops on horses, whatever you call it, what is that called? This is probably a word for that set of cops on horses. But I mean, that helped a lot. It's intimidation.
It is.
It's crowd control, intimidation. Same thing with a dog, man. I'll tell you, you see a cop, I'm always intimidated by that in the beginning first. And then also, now you see a dog with a cop. Big difference.
Yeah, it definitely
big
is.
Big difference.
And even with the horses and the dogs,
yeah,
for one dog, it makes up probably like 5 to 10 officers
that
you're also not putting out there that are in harm's way.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's awesome, and it's a great thing. And I think the dogs like it. Do they seem to like it?
They do.
The reward
these,
to it?
These guys love to work.
Yeah.
So when they do go home, they do relax. But we were talking about it earlier with the new guys, the new handlers. And when you go on vacation, if you kind of stay home with them, they tend to have like 1 or 2 days of vacation, then they're good. Like they want to go back to work.
That's awesome.
When they're working, they work for reward from us, whether it's a ball, a tug, a verbal reward, and that's why they get so excited.
Amazing. And what do you use for training? Are you using little treats and stuff, or is there different? How do you do that?
Some of the stuff that we do with tracking, we'll initially start with some food. Food reward to teach them to keep their head down.
Interesting.
Their head down, their nose down on the ground. And then when we do obedience and some of our tracking at the end, it'll be a tug.
Okay.
And all of their scent work, whether it's narcotics or explosives, we use a ball reward for them.
A ball reward. That's the reward, is a ball.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
They get very excited.
You know what my dog would say? My dog would look at me and go, you're out of your mind if you're giving me just a ball. They're looking for treats or something. So have you, this is your second dog? Or is this your?
This is my third.
This is your third
dog?
This
is my third partner.
Do you have a favorite? Don't listen, Brutus. Do you have a favorite?
Trooper was definitely my favorite.
Okay. And what happens? He retired?
He retired and unfortunately passed away from cancer.
Oh, no.
He did not get a very long retirement.
Oh, that's terrible. Unbelievable.
You tend to see that quite a bit with working dogs because it's just like us. If we end up not having a job one day and we don't do anything.
They give up.
Yeah.
Amazing, right?
So he definitely fought till the end.
And there's also fundraising for the retired dogs, right? I saw that on the website.
Yeah,
so are you raising money for that too,
Yeah,
Susie?
Our organization, we decided we had to create our own nonprofit fund for that. And it's called the Reading Police Retired Canine Fund. And that supports the dogs. Because once they're home with the handlers and there's any kind of major medical emergency, you know, we've had $2,000 or $3,000 bills. And that's, you don't want to put that burden on the handlers, you know. So these dogs worked all their lives. So we have a second fund for just retired dogs only.
Amazing.
So we're able to.
And you don't even
them.
Think of that. You know what I mean? You mm-hmm. don't think yeah. about when it's just at the handler's house. Mm-hmm. Now it's something that those bills can get expensive. I know. We had a senior dog. It gets very expensive.
Yeah.
It's not fair for you to pay for it.
Right. Like, we try to help as much as possible without the friends. I mean, they're.
You have a little coffer.
That's him. It's like that was him.
Sure,
that,
it is.
That was him that burp too.
I think it was actually Josh the whole time. Oh my gosh. So you also have some other friends here too that are just starting out.
That's correct.
With the whole training dogs or training
That's
the
correct. This is week one, day number four.
Unbelievable. So it's Ross and Ray. I should know that. R&R. Ross and Ray. There we go. So you guys are having a good time with that? Thumbs up. You get a thumbs up. That's good. That's good.
He's tired. I'm just glad he's still awake.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a lot of work to learn that.
It is. It's very stressful. And then we're trying to get these dogs through a lot of repetitions of many exercises we're doing. Plus now that I'm out with Brutus, they're also helping me continuing to train Brutus.
And so is this every day you're doing this?
We do this Monday through Friday with these guys, and we'll do this for 12 to 16 weeks.
Unbelievable. That is a long time.
It is.
Now, how, I got a question. So they smell the bombs, or he does the bomb sniffing. How far does, like, if he, could he smell it like across the room? Does he have to get right up on it? He's like, oh, these questions are terrible. The dog thinks the show sucks, just so you know. But
it honestly depends on the way the airflow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if we're outside and it's a bit windier, he can be further away.
I think he thinks there's a bomb on him, if that's what it's going on right now.
Same within like a room. If the air conditioner's on or the heating system, depending on how that's flowing, will determine where he actually picks up the explosive odor.
Yeah. And then that's scary for the dog. I mean, he doesn't know any different, but...
No, scarier for the handler if he sits.
So when he sits, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So when he sits, that means there's something to be worried about.
Yes.
And then do you start running the other direction, or what happens then?
No. Normally
that would be me. Or do you cut the red wire and the green wire?
I don't touch any of that.
Oh, no, you don't do that? Okay.
We're attached to the running police bomb squad, so they'll know when we're going out on a search. And then if something, if one of our dogs indicates or shows an interest, then they'll come out and they'll help us.
Yeah, I've seen that bomb thing. Actually, at the Reading Phillies, they had it there one time for something. They had to that would be the dog bumping up against the microphone. This is really funny. That's amazing. But I'm trying to think what else I wanted to ask you guys. Is there anything else you want to cover as far with the, you said you have an event coming up in February, which we're going to have you back for.
Yep. Yeah. What's, no, it's just the purpose of this was to keep people, you know, informed about the canine unit as well as the friends and what we do. And if any kind of support we can get from the public is great.
Yeah. It's huge. Yeah. We that's really awesome. Try to keep as much cost away from the city as possible.
Yeah.
When the dogs are working, the city takes care of most of their vet bills and their food. So it's more or less when we go beyond that.
Yeah.
And especially the training and purchasing the dogs. If it wasn't for the friends group, we definitely would not have a successful unit, if a unit at all.
That's great.
And we currently have six dogs that we will...
Six
in the city.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they all stay with the handlers at night.
That's correct.
They don't go into like a crate or anything like that.
So our dogs are all crate trained. For the first few months, maybe years at least, the dogs will stay in the crate and they're used to it. And then we slowly start to integrate them into the household.
Amazing.
So the two new guys, they haven't even taken their dogs home yet.
Okay, got it. And then real quick, I want to talk about where they come from. We talked about this a little bit upstairs, where they come from as far as the dogs. They're coming from different places.
Right. So we use one kennel. It's called Shallow Creek Kennels. It's out near Pittsburgh. And they go to Europe to purchase all of their dogs.
Go to Europe.
And bring them back.
And you said different languages they speak.
Yeah. So they understand right now all of our commands are Dutch.
Okay.
And the main reason was with Trooper, he was Dutch. He had Dutch commands. And then one of our other ones that we brought in pretty early in the program to restart the program also understood Dutch. So that's
amazing.
We use Dutch commands with these guys.
Yeah. It's just funny because you have to learn some of that language. Know what to say and all that.
Yeah.
And then was it sit? You said, was it
Sita?
Sita. That's an easy one. I can handle that one. Yeah.
Down is off, AUF.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's some similarities there. Yeah.
Nothing too crazy. I won't use his bite command. I don't want him to.
No. That's good. I'd rather you not use that command. That's one of the ones we don't really care for. Well, I got to say thank you for coming out here. I mean, Brutus is very well behaved. A little bit before the show.
He's like
a
child.
A little longer. It's all right, but he's absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
He's such a gorgeous dog. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for the service that you guys all give every day. Thanks for having us, Susie.
Yeah,
we're going to have you back for sure.
Love it.
Definitely have you back. And we'll go a little quicker into the show. Right, Hugo?
Right. I don't know.
He's like, that's right. Yeah, so thanks so much. There's an email address here, readingpolicecanines@yahoo.com. Does that work?
That's the email. Yeah, or the website is readingpolicecanines.org.
readingpolicecanines.org. Yep. And they can donate at any point, right?
Yep, directly from the website.
All right, and I'm going to give you guys a check today for $250 to go towards it. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Just to give a little bit there, okay?
Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Awesome.
All right, there you have it. The canine unit, the Reading Police canine unit. And that was a lot of fun. I did not get bit. The dog did not go to the bathroom on the carpet. So we are in good shape.
Good job, buddy.
Thank you, Susie. Thank you, Josh. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Brad.
What a great show. All right, thanks so much. There you have it.
All right, good. Now you can poop on the floor.